We now know the big picture for the 2016 budget, at least what the Obama administration would like, $4 trillion. What would that look like closer to the ground? Well, for some insight on the civilian side of the spending proposal, we turn to Bloomberg government senior analyst Cameron Luthy. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So have you spent the entire night up looking at all these budget documents?
No, I did get some sleep, but not nearly enough.
No, there's not enough to get through all of these pages. But in your analysis this morning, the kind of first early look at all of this, what you point out is that the discretionary part of the spending is $1.087 trillion that is proposed. I'm looking at that, and it looks like about an $86 billion increase for the discretionary side. Have I got that right?
Closer to 75.
Okay, well, so that's about 7%.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's roughly evenly split between defense and non-defense, and the increases are spread about on the civilian side. There are some agencies that come out relatively better than others. There are a couple of high points, state and international spending, significant increase, veterans, healthy increase, HUD, Housing and Urban Development, robust increase. So there's lots of money to go around. Of course, as you and your listeners know, this would require change in law because the spending on the discretionary side is capped.
Okay, and of course, the caps in spending and the sequestration bill were, isn't it fair to point out, those were administration proposals originally, which the president signed?
Well, I think it was one of those situations where there were, what's the old line? Victory has 1,000 fathers, defeat is an orphan. And I think that applies to the Budget Control Act of 2011. Nobody wants to take the credit or the blame because it was originally intended to achieve a certain levels of deficit reduction, which it did, and then it had a secondary effect that was supposed to give Congress and the White House time to come up with an additional $1.2 trillion in deficit savings, a deficit reduction, and they couldn't reach agreement, so that triggered the sequester and reduced caps.
And so this budget basically undoes all of that and gets back to levels roughly equal to what year?
Oh, say 2006-7, somewhere in there.
And that was a high point for federal spending.
Yeah, and there are different ways to measure it, of course, but clearly on the defense side, we're talking near record levels of, and that's just the base budget, not counting the war budget, and healthy increases on the civilian side, though as a percentage of GDP, another way that some people like to measure spending, the healthy growth of the economy recently makes that a smaller share.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the federal agencies. Who got the biggest increase, and what is it going to go for?
Well, there are a number of agencies that I think we have time to talk about. One of them is education, which people don't think about very much, but there is an increase for higher ed, energy, a 13% increase. NNSA, the nuclear part of DOE, up to $12.5 billion. Energy programs, that includes research in all the different areas of energy, nuclear, gas and oil, and so on, $11.3 billion. That's up from $10. And other ways of looking at the budget, I think Homeland Security has been relatively flat, and the budget would increase spending from 44.6 to 47.9 billion. Lots of interesting things going on there, partly because of the border crisis last year. So significant funding for Customs and Border Patrol. If you look back just a few years ago, Customs and Border Patrol was relatively flat. Healthy spending. For the Coast Guard, there are a number of programs there that I think your listeners are interested in, including the acquisition programs for the Deepwater Cutter and the helicopters associated with that. Healthy spending at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, TSA. So those are some examples, Tom.
Wow. So it's pretty much across the board. There's nobody really getting any wing clipping here, is there?
There are a couple of agencies that are relatively flat or have a small decrease. One is agriculture, and another is, interestingly enough, Health and Human Services, and a third is the Corps of Engineers.
Now, how about Health and Human Services? Because I guess a lot of the spending that they are responsible for is over on the so-called non-discretionary or entitlement side.
Yeah, and so it's, as you know, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is a big part of the Health and Human Services, CDC and NIH are other big sectors at the department. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services manage a huge set of entitlements which are not part of the discretionary budget.
We're speaking with Cameron Luthy. He's senior analyst at Bloomberg Government. And what about the Treasury Department, in particular the IRS? That's been an agency that has been complaining a lot and about budget cuts over the last couple of years. What is the president proposing for the IRS?
The bulk of the Treasury funding is for IRS, for which an 18% increase was requested. Sorry, I had to fumble there for a second.
That's all right. There's a lot of, these are big PDFs that you've got to search through. We should point out that Bloomberg BGov site, if you have access to it, has comprehensive outlines and the charts for all of this. So IRS would get an 18% boost. Would that pretty much restore it to what it thinks it needs to have in order to do the full range of enforcement and collection activities?
That's correct. And I think part of the request for the increase is because of the proposal in the budget for a number of changes to the tax code, both on the corporate side, but primarily on the corporate side.
And of course, that's where the big political arguments are likely to occur anyhow, right?
Right. You have all kinds of proposals, a tax on high income. You have provisions related to offshore cash that's accumulated over the years. You have proposals related to capital gains. So there are a number of changes that are proposed in the tax cut, some of which are intended to offset the increase in discretionary spending, I might add.
Correct. Okay, good. And let's get back to Health and Human Services again, because you mentioned that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and also I think the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are looking pretty good under this proposal.
That's right. And if you look at HHS, think about the recent news, some of the things that have been going on with the measles outbreak, Ebola issues. It's not a surprise that some of the research arms are going to be continue to get healthy funding levels. And there's an area where I don't expect as much pushback from the Hill. You know, we've talked about some programs and some funding categories where this budget will run into stiff resistance. I think there are parts of HHS that will be just fine. The parts that are more problematic for the administration are those parts of the agency that are designed to implement the Affordable Care Act. And we've seen over the last several years attempts to use the appropriations process, the annual budget bills, to undermine implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Though so far, those have not been relatively successful. The new element is, of course, the Senate is now controlled by the Republicans, not just the House.
Now, on the Affordable Care Act, what are the lines in HHS that support that? Is it pretty much personnel or?
That's right. And interestingly, as you pointed out earlier, some aspects of the implementation itself are funded on the mandatory side, which has led to frustration on the part of many Republicans, particularly in the House, because they couldn't get at it through the annual appropriations process.
I guess it's only mandatory if everyone agrees that it is, though.
Well, that's the current law. You can always change the law. I mean, that goes for the caps as well. I mean, everybody talks about how terrible the spending caps are, but they have a tool at hand. It's called legislation.
Well, that's all right. We'll see how whether they're left-handed or right-handed on that one. All right, we've talked about a lot of agencies. A couple more I wanted to ask you about. I think you're something of a specialist in state and USAID. Personally. So what is happening there?
Yeah, so hang on just a second. I'm going to fumble a bit.
Look, but under the S's.
Yes, there's a huge increase proposed for the State Department and international spending. I think this is largely in recognition of some of the interesting developments, let's put it mildly, in the international arena, whether you're talking about Russia and the Ukraine, whether you're talking about the Middle East. There's enormous tension around the world, and there's a traditional perspective clearly embraced by this administration that spending on the international side is, to some degree, a ounce of prevention, if you will, obviating to some degree down the road, hopefully, the need for more combat power.
Okay, and one more I wanted to ask you about, jumping back higher in the alphabet, is the EPA, because, of course, the president has ambitious plans for a regulatory regime coming in the area of carbon and carbon fuels and so forth and coal. These proposed rules would be carried out by the EPA, so I'm imagining they've got a pretty good boost under the proposal also.
They do, and there's money for states that achieve or exceed their carbon, their climate goals. There's about a $500 million with an M increase for EPA overall. And of course, this is one of the areas where the president's budget will have an uphill climb on Capitol Hill.
All right. So just to sum it up then, 7% increase in discretionary to about $1.87 trillion is what the president has proposed.
Yep, 1.087.
All right. Cameron Luthy is the senior budget analyst at Bloomberg Government. We thank you for staying up and looking through all those documents so we don't have to.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
And we'll post this interview later this morning at